We are learning Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting halfway down the Amud Mem Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots. Said in the Mishnah, the Chayiv b'Mezoinisah, that a husband's Chayiv to support the wife with Mezoinis, with food. Tanu Rabbanan, Tekinu Mezoinisah Tachas Ma'is Yadah. Chazal Masakin Mezoinis Tachas Ma'is Yadah. Instead of her Ma'is Yadah, she gives the Ma'is Yadah to the husband, so they're Masakin, that the husband will give the mezoinis. The mezoinis pashas means also clothing as well. It means food and clothing, all things that keep, you know, the pashta living expenses he pays for. And she gives him her maisidah, the money she makes. And be'etzim, both of them are the tekanos d'rabbanan. The mezoinis is the tekanos d'rabbanan, and the maisidah that goes to him is also the tekanos d'rabbanan. Here it sounds like the mesak first came the maisidah, and then the mezoinis was instead of maisidah. There is a Gemara later on in Perek Afapi that maybe sounds like the opposite, and there's a sugya there. We'll see Mez Hashem there what the Gemara says. Back upon him, here it says Tekinu Mezoinisah Tachas Ma'isa Yedah instead of a Ma'isa Yedah, and we Masakin V'Kurasa, the husband's mechuyif to pay for the kfura of his wife Tachas Ksubasa. That's instead of the Ksuba. That's because she brings in the Ksuba, the Nadunya, the different dowry that's written in the Ksuba. So instead of that, he gives her back Kvura. Afikach balach haperis. Therefore, the Baal eats the peris from her nechsem alo. Great thing, Amara. Where did peris come in? Peris ma'an dekar shemayah. We talked about mezoinis that ma'asidah, Kvura sa, kenega de Ksuba. Where does peris come in? So I thought, Ksuba ma'asidah, how could I tell you? Tikmu mezoinis sa tachas ma'asidah. Umsakim mezoinis instead of ma'asidah. Uperkuna tachas peris. Umsakim. To free her, takas peris. That's the extra words I'm putting in here. That we misakin, that he should redeem her, and because he does that, so she gives him peris. The kvurasa takas ksubasa, and he's mechuyev to bury her instead of a ksuba. Lafikach. Therefore, balach peris. Therefore, the balach peris. My lafikach. It didn't say klar pukun takas peris. My lafikach. My otema mechol loy nechlinu. Maybe you would say, you know what? Don't give him peris and put away the money. And then when it comes to a time that she has to be redeemed, we'll use that money. So dimke mimle parak. So it says afikach oichal peris, because if not, he's not gonna. If you do that, sometimes it's more money than she put aside for the peris. Maybe it's more money than that. He's not gonna want to free her, because if he's not eating the peris with goodwill all the time, he will not want to free her. This is better. This is the way it's better, because therefore, part of this. I'm reading the more. Let's read the more inside one more time. Don't eat and put it aside. Why don't we put aside the money and use that money for redeeming? Because maybe he won't redeem her. Kamashlo, no. The Ha'adiv is better. Zimulay Malu, maybe it's not enough money to be put aside. Uparuk Lemidei, and he will free her from his own money. It's better if we do goodwill and give him the peris, and therefore he'll be happy to spend extra money to free her, rather than putting aside the peris and having them use that money to free her, because that might not be enough money. The Ha'adiv, Zimulay Malu, it's not enough money. Uparuk La Mididei, and he'll use his own money. How do you know which item is instead of which item? How do you know that mezoinis is tachas ma'isiyadeha and the peiros and the perkuna is tachas peiros? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe mezoinis is tachas peiros. It means she gives him the profits from her nichsim alug, and therefore he supports her. And maybe the redeeming is from the ma'isiyadeha. And what's the nafkamina, Rashi? The nafkamina would be is that if she says "Eini nizoynis ve'na oisa," which she says, you know, don't support me and don't take my ma'isidah. That's not loyal leklum, because that's different takana. So maybe evachna, I know which one's which. On my baya, it makes sense. Why? Tekinu matzu lematzu she'ina matzu she'ina matzu. What's common? What's not common? It's usual to need mizoynis and it's usual to make ma'isidah to work. So that's connected to each other. Mashenkin, Shavuya and Ichsim Alug are both things that are not common. It's not common for her to have her own properties that she brings into the marriage. And it's also not common for her to get captured. Therefore, we do the Matzi instead of the Matzi, and Eina Matzi instead of Eina Matzi. They go connected to each other. They go they complement each other, the things that are matzi to matzi and any matzi to any matzi. Amar Rava, so what comes in our Gemara is that the mezainis, that the husband's mechuyev to support his wife, that's all midrabana. It's takana takas maisida. Amar Rava, hai tana, the following tana, which is really tanoim, but it means the following braisa, sova mezainis midraisa, holds that mezainis is minatayra. The tana don't the braisa. The pasuk says in parashat Mishpatim, she'era kususa va'inosa lo yigra. You should not keep this away from your wife. The pasuk says in full, says, you shouldn't give her anything less than she'era kesusa va'inasa. What does this mean? She'era elu mezainis. She'era is referring to mezainis. It means supporting her. To give her food. It says, lashon ha'sha'ochlu asher ha'ami. There was talk about certain people who stole people's food. So she'era there means food. Kesusa kamashmai. It means supporting her with clothing. Oinasa is the oina amura b'tayra. That's the din oina, which is the din tashmish that the husband's mechuyev is called oina. Like Rashi in Tapa Mechesam, but he says, "Kan nemra oina tashmish." But come on, tonight I'll say emes oina. When is the zman oina? But the three things are the mezoinus, the food, kesusa, clothing, and oina. Those are the three things a husband's mechuyev to take care of his wife. It's mederaisa. V'chino oima heino oinosa means oina. V'chino oima mtanes benoisai, which Lavan said. To Yaakov Avinu, he says, "Tanas benoisa, v'tichanoshem al benoisa." That's referring to keeping, withholding tashmish. Rabbi Loza darshan a little different. Rabbi Loza oimer she'era zu oina. She'era is oina. V'chein oimer says the pasuk ishishal kol she'era b'sara sikur b'gavas erva. So you see, she'era is a lashon of being close to someone. Kesusa k'mashmali means clothing. Oinosa that's mezainus. El mezainus. V'chein oimer v'yanicha v'yarivecha. The pasuk in Parsha Ekev, v'yanicha v'yarivecha, which is a lashon of inui, which is going on food. V'yarivecha make them hungry. So you see, oinosa means mezainus. So both these mandiyama hold that medarais is a chiyuv mezainus. One mandiyama learns out the word from she'era, learns out mezainus from the word she'era. Other mandiyama learns out from the word v'yanicha v'yarivecha. And we have here a third tana. Let's be Yaakov Aimer, she'era kesusa. He darshan like this. Lefum she'era ten kesusa. The whole pasuk is talking about clothing, according to Rabbi Yaakov. She'era kesusa means lefum she'era, which means lefi her basar, you give her kesusa. Shloitin la loishal yad la zakeni. You shouldn't give children's clothing to a zakena. Children's clothing is more fashionable and they were heavier, but a zakena can't carry such clothing. It's not comfortable for her. But loishal zakena la yada, and don't give older woman's clothing to a yada because she has to look good. So lefum she'era kesusa, give kesusa lefum what she's like. And ainasa is dashed like this, kesusa v'ainasa, lefum ainasa, thank kesusa. You give her clothing and feed a season. Don't give her brand new clothing in Moshe Chama. Brand new clothing are heavier and warmer. So don't give her in the summer chadash. And when don't give her worn out clothing in the winter. Give it the better clothing, feed the ainah, feed a season, you give her good clothing. So that's what the dash in the pasuk, she'era kesusa v'ainasa means all agave clothing. We have one more drasha. Tanur Rav Yosef, she'era zu kirev basar. The word she'era means kirev basar, to be close. Shlo yinig by minig parsiim. Don't be noyig like the minig of the parsiim, certain nation. Shemeshamshim at the same blu v'shem. They're meshamish the mita with the clothing on. Here is an Indian kirev basar dafka. Let's learn from she'era. Mesiayilei the Rav Huna. The Rav Huna oimi efshiv yaladi bevigdi v'hi bevigda. If he says that the only way I want to have tashmish is only with the begadim on, you have to give a get. She could demand a get because she wants kirev basa. It's a chiyuv to her, she'era zu kirev basa. Now, Rav Yosef, it's not clear what he darshins with the other words. She'era kesusa va'inasa. He darshins, maybe kesusa va'inasa. He darshins to mean clothing. Ainasa means mezainis, like the madam we had before. But the Ramban and Chumash, and it's brought down in the Ran over here in the back, learns that according to Rav Yosef, he darshins all three part of the psukim, all three words of the pasuk regarding tashmish. I read you the lashon Ran. The after the Rashin and She'era Zakir Basa, Gedarsha Rav Yosef Gemara, the Oinasa Kimashma, which means the Zman Oina, and what's Ksusa? The Rashin and Neshle Shamish Mitasa Agave Karka Elal Mita Matzas, on a Mita with linens, the Kula Kral Oinasa Hudasa, the Chain Nira Dasa Ramban Zal Persha Tyra. That's what Ram brings down. The Afir Rav Yosef, all three words are referring to oina. Balkapanim, so we had here four different tanoim, But from the first two Tanayim, it's clear that Mezonis is the Raisa, and it's not like the Tana of the Braisa that says, Tiknu Mezonis, Achas Mezonis Maisidel, which is Mashma, it's only Midrabanan. And Tosfos speaks out, the Ramas of Elazar ben Yaakov, that Pirush Rashbam, the Elazar ben Yaakov, Sova Na Mezonis the Raisa. This man, the Yomar, who holds that the whole Psukim is only for Ksus, also holds Mezonis the Raisa, because he brings them from the Braisa that says, that mezonis v'nayin says the kavah chayma umad varam she'imim kiyum nefesh, which is clothing. So of course the kiyum nefesh, which is mezonis, of course you have to give it to her. So really, Tosfos asked the end. Please, the tema brayse de'el d'ktonin tikkun mezonis tachas b'yisadel the mashma mezonis rabbanon kaman asya. Tosfos ends off with a question. He says the brayse that says that mezonis the rabbanon, which man the yomer is it? We have really three man the yomrim who all hold that mezonis the raisa. So exactly which man the yomer holds the Rabbanon, and Tosfos blives for.